In 2007, President Bush said he would come to visit with you and Kathleen, and others met him at the airport. Tell us about that.
That was great. I'd never seen a presidential visit in an official capacity like that, so we're out there, and the Vatican, as a show of respect for the president, sent two greeters. They sent Peter Wells, who's from Guthrie, in fact, and they sent a cardinal that had been the nuncio ambassador in India. So the Italian protocol officer came up and said, one priest has to go. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, Ron Spogli's here, the ambassador to Italy, as is the ambassador of Italy to the United States. So you have you, but you have two Holy See representatives. So there's one more Holy See representative than there is Republic of Italy representative. So I went up to Denise Birch, head of advance for the president, and I explained it. I said, you think you could talk to this guy? She went up to him and she said, listen, the only reason we're coming here is to see the Pope. If the Vatican had an airport, we would not be landing in Italy. That's what she told this guy. This guy scurried off with his tail between his legs, you know, like a wounded dog. It's pretty good. But then President had a great visit. He's always so enthusiastic, you know, bounced off the plane, rode into town. It's late, so then got some sleep. The next day, Kathleen had the breakfast with Mrs. Bush and Sister Eugenia that I mentioned, and I had meetings with the president. Then we went to see the Pope. Part of the meeting was just the president. Part of the meeting was with me and John Negroponte in there. Then we met with the Secretary of State as well, the president. And then we went to lunch. And when we were leaving the Holy See to go have lunch and to go to a diplomatic reception for the staff and stuff, the State Department people of all the missions, the limo died right in the middle of Rome. It's too hot. It was really interesting. The crowds are coming in, making the usual types of gestures that crazy Italians do when they're excited.
And you were in the same car.
Me, Negroponte, the president, and I think Josh Bolton, I'm not sure.
And anyhow, so you see the crowd coming up closer and closer.
Yeah, and so the president opened the door, which drove the Secret Service crazy, and waved to him and calmed him down, which was really great. They kind of calmed down and took the guy about 5 minutes to get the car going. And I asked the president, has this ever happened to you before? He said, it only happened one time in Dallas, which I thought was kind of...
Yeah.
But anyway, they got it going. Then we got to the building where this meeting was going to be. I'd set up with this group called St. Egidio, which is a non-governmental organization that does peacekeeping missions and humanitarian help. Really good folks. And the advance team that had been over there for so long, figuring all the details out, had not figured out that the limo would not fit through the gate of this mansion we were going to. So the guy tried. You know how you try to sandwich your way in? So finally, the president says, stop it. Opens the door, says, let's get out of here. So we just walked. It's decent. Secret Service scurrying along, and the president walks fast. I mean, he is a really good athlete. Keeping up with him, you got to walk fast.
Just kind of describe his personality and what he's like when you're up close as you've been with him.
He is a really great person. I mean, he's a strongly religious person, strongly principled person, kind, warm. He's got a great sense of humor.
Do you think he came off differently on the national television stage than he did as you got to sit and visit with him?
No.
It was the same.
Yeah, you know, he used to crack jokes and stuff and was very approachable on the national stage. You could see his strong commitment to his principles. I think that came out, you know, in his religion and everything.
Interesting, you cite in your book, when he saw Archbishop Harvey from Wisconsin, he says, how about them Brewers?
Yeah. In fact, just before we were getting out of the limo, I said, okay, Mr. President, this is Archbishop Harvey from Wisconsin. And that's my job, to make sure he tuned up to do something good, you know.
So as the president...
He's a huge baseball fan, President Bush.